fuse, 140 amp fuse, and it has five outlets.
Yeah, I think they have different fuse ratings on the five outlets. I don't know why they do that. I don't know why they don't make them all the same. Because more than likely, you'll want to run rigs off of it. I guess some people run accessories off of it. I think they have one that's a real low amperage rating. I would just make them all 35 amp. 40 amp coming in, and then all of them going out 35, well, whatever. I don't know if you've got a mic issue or what. Every so often you get crackly and you drop out.
Right, that's because I was walking with the microphone. It should be okay now. If you have 40 amps in, you can't exceed fuse values that go over 40 amps. Like you can't have them all 35s because you only have 40 amps at your disposal. The ones included are 25, 25, 10, 5, and 1 amp.
Yeah, but chances are if you've got four radios on that thing, you're not going to be keying up both, you know, all the radios at the same time. You only do one at a time, so it's only drawing whatever that radio requires.
Yes, that's true also. You're not going to be using them all. In fact, the 225 amp fuses that are in here, that adds up to 50 amps, which is over 40 amps already.
Yeah, exactly. KD2BOR, N1LU, over you, Rock.
KD2BOR, good morning, Don, how are you?
I'm okay. Went out to the wheel today. Saw Georgie and some other people. Had two scotches. And then came home. And I also went to the dentist today, across from the Fox and Hound in Northville. The Fox and Hunt in Northville, rather.
Did you have the scotches before or after the dentist?
I had one scotch before the dentist and one scotch after.
Oh, so you numbed yourself up before he does anything. Pretty good.
WA2ZOZ. My physician is a lady, my dentist is a lady, and the women that clean my teeth, they're all ladies.
Not bad. Over to you, Chris, KD2BOR.
My regular physician is my wife's uncle. He picks on me. My foot surgeon is, not related to me, but he picks on me. My dentist is my wife's uncle. He picks on me. My eye doctor is my wife's cousin, and he picks on me. So I just get picked on no matter where I go.
Wow. You have to find a place to hide out.
In fact, I walked into the surgeon today, and even his staff looks funny, you know, when he says it to me. He's like, you're still ugly. Because when I was at the hospital and in the x-ray and standing by the nurse, I said, I want a second opinion. When he said that I had broke my foot and I was walking on it for a week, he says, okay, you're fat and you're ugly.
No, there's the good, the bad, the ugly. You're the good, he's the bad, and pick whatever other doctor, and they can be the ugly.
Hey, Charlie, you still in there?
Still here.
Did that friend of yours get back to you about that transistor?
I don't know. I didn't check my email this morning. Got a bunch of them on my phone. I'll check it and I'll let you know.
Okay, very good. Thanks.
Now, where did you hear that was a replacement? You just did a search on the other one. What is it, CF-300? And that one came up?
I forget if it was on EHAM or something else. I was just going in and searching CF-300 cross-reference. I'm not sure. There is one value difference on it as far as the working voltage. I think the CF-300 is 10 volt working. The BF-966 is 20 volt working.
Okay, I'll check my email when I get into work. I'm almost there. And if I get anything from them, I'll let you know.
Okay, very good. Thanks a lot.
All right, let me sign. I'll be parking and I'm going to jump out. Rod, thanks for doing that for me. Appreciate it. Chris, good to hear you, Don. Monday, Leo. This is N1LU, and I'll be clear. Go ahead, Don.
WA2COC. Okay, very good, Charlie. I understand there's going to be a couple of guys there that we had QSOs with within the last week that are not club members that might make it.
Well, Mike says he might make it, but I'm not holding my breath on that.
Oh, okay, very good. All right, guys, I'm going to sign for a while now and watch the news. I want to see if there's any more reports on that shooting in, I believe it's Louisiana. What is it? Two or three people dead right now, including the gunman. I want to see if they have any more information on him. So, take care, all, and I'll be monitoring. N1LU, KB2 NLA, KD2 BOR, WA2ZOZ will be monitoring.
All right, Charlie, I'll talk to you when you get out.
All right, 73 guys, N1LU is clear.
73 Charlie, 73 Don. How's your antenna going, Chris?
I still haven't done anything. I've been taking it easy this week, you know, just studying the book. So, after Saturday, maybe I'll catch up with Pete, run over to his house, visit him for a while, and then grab that launcher. Maybe during the week, I'll put something up.
Does he live far from you?
He lives about 20 minutes from me, right down Route 4. Usually just the traffic getting through Paramus. That's the main problem. Once I get down into Ridgewood River Edge, you know, he's 4 minutes off the highway.
Oh, that's not bad.
Like I was saying, I still have to shoot the Daquan rope up. I got to measure out the rope so that the rope is the same length as the wire. And then I got to shoot that up into the tree to get a measurement of how much antenna is actually going to be up into the tree.
How's those trees you got there? They got heavy enough branches on them?
Well, if I can get it to the center of the tree, that's the heaviest. I got one to the side that's a little lower, but it's not as sturdy. No matter how I do it, I'm going to have a birdhouse at the end pulled up into the tree, and that's going to be my counterweight.
Oh, okay. You know that thing I sent you an email on the other day with those call signs on it?
Yeah.
I printed that out this morning before Charlie got here and showed him.
He must get a kick out of that.
Yeah, I don't know how long you were listening this morning, but I was a little quiet for a while, and it was being VO2 texting back and forth.
Well, it happens.
Telling everybody that they were too close.
Yeah, I guess you heard before I told you the echo link's back up.
Yeah, I would have thought by now that they would have been selective on that.
According to that paperwork, that's next month.
I sent you that over. When you click on that site in the upper left-hand corner, you'll see take a test, and you'll be able to check it. And it remembers your IP address or your email address. So you, if you keep taking those tests, it'll keep giving you different tests.
Most appreciate it. JD2BOR.
But what I like about it is it's the actual questions on the test. You're not going through a million questions, and at the end you hit the submit button, and if you have a printer hooked up, you can actually print out the test, and it'll, you can sit there and review it then, and it'll show you the correct answers if you missed it.
Yeah, that's pretty good. On my site that I was using, you can go in and go through the question pool, the questions there, and they show you the right answer also. All right, Chris, I'm going to put on the side and get something done here. Have a good night. I'll catch you around tomorrow, but I'll be listening. KD2BOR.
All right. Yeah, let me finish this one question pool up. I'll probably shut down. I'll be here. KB2 in LA.
Thank you.
listening.
November Zulu 2 kilowatt in Z2K portable. Monitoring.
MZ2K with the bright signals and 2JDH. How's it going?
Not bad. Stepping into stuff again. Anyway, how you doing?
Andre!
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot. Just going to the Walmart here in Teterboro. Make it a couple of things and head home. Well, if you step into something, you got to make sure you rub it off with some grass so we don't, you know, track it in the house.
Yeah, no, it's family stuff, you know. It's mother's ineptness and then nobody watching the till. And you're trying to do some taxes. And I don't have the forms, and I can't get them because, really, I'm not allowed to, and it just makes it that much more impossible. They're real stick in the side, so. Anyway, I don't know. That being said, I guess better to do things another way. What are you up to? Congratulations, I guess. I don't know. Did you ever hear anything back about that interview and that job?
No, I'm still waiting. I got a feeling it's going to take a couple of weeks for them to get the paperwork back. They're still doing interviews as well. But I know they're going to need some help getting started. And, Medicaid had started cutting some of these benefits. And didn't realize it wasn't just only EMS that got cut. It was the paratransit or something like that. The little buses that pick people up. Well, they got cut too, and it's sad that the people who need it are getting cut, you know, the most.
She's gone all in a handbasket, if you ask me. Didn't have to be this way. For 2% or 0.2%, 0.02% of people to get benefits. I heard about 90% of the population, especially the ones that are old and need all this stuff that's ridiculous. I voiced this many years ago. Not happy with the current administration. The faster they get out, the better off we are. But get back to some semblance of sanity in this place so people get their benefits, you know. That's what it's about.
Yeah, I'm going to switch over to Echolink. We're going to walk into Walmart. But yeah, you're right. Right. I was actually reading something about the military not allowing the soldiers to protect themselves. And I got pissed off at it because, you know, I have friends in the military, I have family in the military, I've been here for years. And, you know, I just think they're not thinking for those who are out there doing the job, they're thinking for themselves. Well, I don't need it, no one else needs it. Sad that it's gotten that way.
Connected N2JDH.
Well, you know, everybody has been told to suck it up a little bit, you know, and it'll be a better country, so to say. But it's been more than that. It's been breaking the backs of the people for the longest of time, you know, and it's not right. It's a crime. No, you can't prosecute politicians for being inept and stupid and not understanding how to run a country. You can't do that. It's too bad. That's just the way it is.
That's your JDH for ID. Yeah, well, you know, it's sad how it got. And that way you shouldn't have to fight for everything or get things done. Work past one of the toys and started giggling. That was weird. No, but you know, that's what we need to send the president and all the rest of them. A little toy that giggles every time they make a stupid decision. But, you know, it's just sad that we have to live in, I guess, you want to call it this nation. Of all these problems. We shouldn't have all these problems at all. Simple. We make a decision, we stick with it, and that's how other people start losing out, and it hurts. And everything. I'm making decisions that you think it's going to work. So who am I? I'm just the person that's got to deal with it, I guess.
Gabe, you were brought up with the old school values. It's important, you know. Brought up with the old school values, and obviously, way it is. Nothing wrong with that. Trying to get people to think differently, but I think it'll be a detriment to this country if we keep going down the road we are. You know, I was looking at the older people and the veterans too, you know, coming back, they need the benefits, and I can't believe what they're doing. They're chopping. It's just unbelievable. Anyway, we'll just have to give it time and see what happens. Sounds like you're one of the toy stores here. What, are you going to go buy one of those giggle toys?
Yeah, I wish. No, I have to get another hamper. Every time we go to wash clothes, we got to separate all the whites from the colors, and then it sounds like segregation. You know, wow. Looking at me really bad on the radio. Anyway, no, I had to, we had to get a container to separate the whites from the colors, so we wash clothes, you know, spit on and shorten it. There I get a little basket out there. Yeah, you know how it is.
Andre, when is your YL due? When is her due date?
November 6th, the week of November, but somewhere around about that time.
Still another world away.
Yeah, it sure is, and she's beating me up for it. You know, it's all good. Still loving no matter what. Not regretting it at all. Each, wow. I'm going to make my call signs out of this fashion letters here at Walmart.
I got a call. I'll be back in Z2K.
All right, take your time. This is Z2K.
There are things I had to square away, and, you know,
Of course, once I did, I still couldn't pass the CW. So here's the irony. I went over 7 years between the last time I took X-ray exam and I studied, and the time I actually passed a test. 7 years without studying. And I missed it by one question. Someone challenged me to take it. I was at the National Boy Scout Jamboree with my older two sons.
Hold on.
And I had taken them over there to take the exam one evening. And I came back with a direction that I should pick up a study guide at the Merit Badge Midway during the week, which I did. Then I didn't have a chance to study again, so the 45 minutes it takes to set up the technicians to take their tests is all the study time I had, but that was enough. So I went from missing by one to passing with a score of missing only one.
Very good. Yeah, I'm trying this site out that Chris gave me this morning. I think I'm going to jump back over to the other site that got me my tech and got my general, but I'm going to stay with this one today and see what happens. All right, let me get back to doing this. I want these brain cells to retain something today. Good hearing you, Gordon. Talk to you later. W2TTD, KD2, Bjork.
7-3, Rocky. Have a blessed day and enjoy. Keep at it. You'll do fine. By the way, tonight I think I'm going to either move the 40-meter whip from the roof of the car to the post on the back of my car, the hitch post, or I'm going to move it to... Or I'm going to finally get around to fixing that microphone cable. You had pointed me to where I could get that microphone cable. It's been sitting there for about 5 months now, next to this radio that has a shredded cable, or sheathing anyway. I'm going to spray that away this very day. One of those two things will get done at the Fairlawn Club tonight. I decided which, but one of those is going to be my little project. Anyway, 7-3 for now, KD2BOR, W2TET.
Before you go, I thought that mic cable was done already. That cable's going to dry out and crack by the time you get it on there. KD2BOR clear.
Boy, you had to hurt a guy. Yeah, I know. It's every tech that I'm home, I remind myself, if it sits there on top of the radio saying, you install us yet? You install us yet? So I think that's what's going to happen to me tonight, the Fairlawn Club. 7-3, KD2BOR, W2TTT.
KB2OIE, disconnected.
Oh, by the way, Gordon, if you're still listening, N2IYY said to say hello. I spoke to his wife and him about a week and a half ago.
Oh, really? And how is Bob? What's he up to?
Well, he had to come back down here because he's renting that house. You know the house where it is. And he had to take care of a few things. He said he was in the process of putting a tower up the time before I talked to him, but I don't know if he got the tower up yet.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, good for him. I don't know why he didn't have one in his old house. Put it behind the house, and it would have been centered very nicely on his property. He put a big-ass tri-bander there and take advantage of the elevation. You know, man, I mean, that house is situated in a sweet spot. And, you know, one of your neighbors is an industrial place or commercial place. So no bitchy neighbors about your tower. So it's perfect, you know?
Yeah, but on the other side of them, between Debbie and him, we have a real pain in the you-know-what.
I see, so they'd be running off to the town going, you baby tower, me.
Yeah, these are the type of people that they are. They're just strange. People can't get along together, you know? All right, talk to you later. KD2BOR, just wanted to relay that message.
Thank you for that. Say hi to Bob. It's right for me. I'm glad they're doing, you know, well out there. And the I know there were some complaints from some of the, you know, about some of his tenants, actually. That got straightened out by the local PD. They were doing some things they shouldn't have been doing. I'll just leave it at that. Bob wouldn't want them to embarrass him, so they all got straightened out in an orderly manner. I don't know all the details, but they apparently were not doing what they needed to be doing, or doing things they shouldn't have been doing. Minor stuff, but yeah, still it wasn't a good thing. But I'm really going to find out if he's getting his tower up and what he's going to put on it, what other antennas he's got up, whether it's on the tower or not. We should get him on 40 meters or, you know, whatever, even a VHF band. You've got a good location. I've got a good location. Like, depending on where he is. I talk to people in Eastern Pennsylvania. I do all the time. Like in Hawley, in that area of the world. No problem. All right, 73, Kitty 2 BOR. Go back to study. Double get to TTT.
Okay, I will. Just one other note on those two people. We'll just say they're no longer in the house. Took, you remember that situation I told you about with a car in that place? He got out of the lockup and he had 24 hours to get out of that house. And I'm set, KD2BR.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. So that was obviously covered in the legal arrangements so that he had to vacate. Otherwise, he'd be dragged out by his thumbs, as it were. All right. Yeah, that's right. You were party to. You were aware of whatever that nonsense was. All right. Now that I think about it, I now remember what it was, but we don't need to talk about it here. It's water under the bridge. I'm glad for Bob that he's got more stable tenants. I'll leave it at that. Don't need that kind of aggravation. 82 BOR, double your 2 TTT, just crossing under Route 280.
Queen, Acre, Victor, Mobile, listening, repeat.